same-sex marriage comes to California.
I now pronounce you spouses for life.
And the war is on.
A marriage is between Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Frustration grows.
I want to go into my house.
As Midwest floodwaters surge.
We know it's coming. So that's why everybody's out here working so hard.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. A new era has begun in California. The traditional wedding march to mark the state's first legally sanctioned same-sex marriages. And today, says CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman, the rush begins in earnest.
It's going to be the happiest, most romantic day of our lives.
Today is the first full day of same-sex marriage.
8:15 in the morning, we're getting our license.
Last night, the first marriages took place. They were emotional.
It was not a dry eye.
Here in San Francisco, Mayor Gavin Newsom performed the first ceremony at City Hall.
It's about people coming together to express their love and faith towards each other.
But not everyone was celebrating last night.
You can rip that.
Some opponents of same-sex marriage were protesting outside City Hall.
Shame on you.
Since California does not have any residency requirements, many same-sex couples from across the nation are expected to travel here to get married. And as Larry Cerrone reports, it's all creating an economic boom.
Bay Area wedding planners and hotels are busy, many with some big budget celebrations.
I am seeing higher disposable incomes when it comes to planning these type of same-sex marriages so far.
Researchers at UCLA say about half the state's gay couples will wed, which is good news for stores like Gump's.
This past Saturday, the store was just busting with same-sex partners.
Same-sex nuptials are expected to add about $370 million to the California economy over the next 3 years. Larry Cerrone, CBS News, San Francisco.
In the waterlogged Midwest, residents' tempers are fraying in the face of record floods. As the water recedes in hard-hit Cedar Rapids, Iowa, people are angry that they aren't being allowed back into their homes and businesses yet.
We gotta have the Pope bless it too before we go in.
It's my property. I own it. Why can't I go in and inspect it?
CBS News correspondent Hari Srinivasan has more.
So this just used to be a yard.
This is a yard, yes.
Poppy Crum needs a rowboat now to get to her childhood home in Iowa City.
Yeah. You watch things from your childhood just sort of disintegrate in the water. By the time I got in here, it was already a foot.
In Iowa alone, the nation's top corn producer, more than 3 million acres of farmland have been destroyed.
And fears are growing along a stretch of the Mississippi fed by the Iowa floodwaters. In the town of Cahokia, Missouri, Mayor Herb Butler says he's worried.
It's just unbelievable. They're talking like 32 and a half feet crest. And I think flood stage is like 20.
The cost of the floods has been severe. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula is in Columbus Junction, Iowa, with one example.
It's yet another economic and emotional impact of Iowa's record flooding. Lost wages. There's a huge pork processing plant in this small town where the raging Cedar and Iowa rivers meet. Workers, many Hispanic, are just hanging around street corners, pointing at the floodwaters and wondering if and when they'll get back to work and again have a paycheck.
I'm Dan Revive, a small ray of light in the form of insurance. Most farmers do buy coverage, and
it covers replanting. You can then replant another crop and also have it insured.
Bob Parkerson, president of National Crop Insurance Services, saying those policies will make it much more likely that corn and soybeans will be produced from farms that are now flooded but might soon dry out, though all experts do expect high food prices.
Lawmakers today put their focus on how well Uncle Sam keeps an eye on commodities markets. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
Today's Senate hearing will examine what might be a very critical question in explaining why oil and food prices are soaring, whether the government regulators of commodity markets are regulating enough. Some analysts think speculators have played a large role in the run-up of prices in both oil and food staples like wheat, and new rules are needed, such as requiring more cash up front to invest in ways that can move the market.
When he wouldn't sign off on a huge payout to a major U.S. contractor in Iraq, a top civilian official says he was shown the door. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, the man who managed the military's largest contract in Iraq, says he was reassigned after refusing to approve more than $1 billion in what he viewed as questionable bills to Houston-based KBR. The New York Times quotes Charles Smith as saying the company had a gigantic amount of unjustified costs, but most of the money was eventually paid. The published report says the Army claimed that Smith's stop payment decision could have affected basic services to the troops. but the military denied that he was ousted because of the action.
The signs of a major confrontation are growing in southern Afghanistan. Taliban fighters, who've seized several nearby villages, have now planted mines and destroyed bridges outside the city of Kandahar. Thousands of local residents have fled. Both Afghan and NATO reinforcements have moved into the area. A new report says it's a worsening problem. Tens of millions of people driven to take flight by war and other calamities. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
20-year-old Myrna Samir's family fled Iraq 12 years ago.
Every year I say, okay, after this new year, things will get better.
And the number of refugees is swelling worldwide. Last year, more than 37 million people were forced from their homes, the biggest share from Iraq and Afghanistan. And the UN's refugee agency says environmental degradation and rising food prices are generating new instability, dooming millions more to the rootless life of the refugee. Nick?
The announcement is expected today. Mortgage companies taking part in a Bush administration program to ease the pain of homeowners in danger of going under. Steve Bartlett is with the Hope Now Alliance.
These will be uniform standard guidelines that will provide clarity and transparency and the ability of borrowers to know what to expect in the event of a problem.
Including a pledge to let homeowners know within 45 days of application whether they've been approved for assistance. It's a very high-profile endorsement. After staying on the sidelines for months, former Vice President Al Gore has thrown his support to Barack Obama.
If we heard a young leader rise up to say we're not a red state America or a blue state America, we are the United States of America, we would know that change was on the way.
Gore at a rally last night in Detroit. Well, he battled a knee weakened by surgery 8 weeks ago, an extra 19 holes of play, and a tough competitor named Rocco Mediate to win another major championship. Chalk up number 14 for Tiger Woods. He captured the U.S. Open in a playoff yesterday. He says the victory was the most satisfying of his three U.S. Open crowns.
It's a close one to the first one I won, but with all the things considered this week, yeah.
Casual may be fine on Fridays, but a new look inside the workplace finds truth in an old saw.
T-shirts and sneakers may be comfortable, but they won't get you a fatter paycheck. CareerBuilder.com's Mary Delaney.
41% of employers favor people who dress more professionally and tend to promote them more often.
You've heard it before, dress for success.
Stock your closet with some versatile basics. Make sure your clothes are ironed and stain-free. Steer clear of the bar attire. And lastly, and most important, dress two levels up. So see what your boss's boss wears and dress like them.
Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Well, a Bridgeport, Connecticut man has been charged with threatening police with his pet python. The authorities say when two officers arrived at Victor Rodriguez's apartment, he instructed his 9-foot snake to get him. The reptile, however, failed to heed the command, and both were taken into custody. And that's the World News Roundup for this Tuesday, June 17th. I'm Nick Young, CBS News.